Welcome to this podcast about Square Rock and Norton Sound in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Square Rock is a marble pillar formed from an eroding sea stack about 200 feet offshore from the eastern end of Bluff Cliffs on the south coast of the Seward Peninsula in Norton Sound, roughly 50 miles east of Nome and 18 miles west of Golovin, Alaska. The U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey first reported the local name around 1940. Much of the Seward Peninsula is built on early Paleozoic and possibly older limestone and slate, with marble and schist of similar age bordering its southeast. Marble forms when sedimentary carbonate rocks, most commonly limestone or dolomite, undergo metamorphism, recrystallizing the original mineral grains into an interlocking mosaic. Pure white marble results from the metamorphism of exceptionally pure limestone or dolomite, whereas the characteristic swirls and veins and colored varieties arise from impurities such as clay, silt, sand, iron oxides, or chert. Green hues often stem from serpentine, which forms in magnesium-rich limestone or dolomite with silica impurities. These impurities mobilize and recrystallize under intense pressure and heat. The region's highlands and coastal bluffs are typically underlain by marble that supports scant vegetation, while the lowlands are dominated by schist, largely hidden beneath tundra. Along the coast, marble crops out and dips northward beneath the schist, influencing local drainage patterns. Gold-bearing creeks on the south coast drain alluvial basins containing both rock types, which has led to placer deposits and lode formations. At Bluff Cliffs, between Daniels Creek to the west and Koyana Creek to the east, a pale gray to white coarse crystalline marble forms rounded ridges, with gray marble reaching thicknesses of 0.5 to 1.5 miles. Gold lodes and placers in the area are commonly found near the marble schist contact zone, underscoring the region's complex geological history and its ongoing economic significance. Evidence of Norton Sound's earliest inhabitants was discovered at the ancient settlement Aya Tayet at Cape Denby, about 64 miles east-southeast of Bluff Cliffs. These people, linked to the Paleo-Arctic tradition, lived during a warm period in Alaska more than 8,000 and perhaps as long as 12,000 years ago. Between 7,000 and 4,500 years ago, the Northern Archaic tradition replaced the Paleo-Arctic tradition across interior and coastal Alaska and Canada's Yukon Territory. Its hallmark was large, chipped, side-notch stone points. Then, between 4,000 and 3,000 years ago, the Arctic small tool tradition emerged, distinguished by small, finely chipped implements, end blades, side blades, microblades, knives, and adzes with polished edges. In Western Alaska, the Norden tradition succeeded the Alaska small tool tradition between 3,000 and 1,000 years ago. While continuing to use flake stone tools, the Norton people adopted a more marine-oriented approach, exploiting both land and sea. They hunted caribou, small mammals, and large sea mammals, and fished for salmon. Their permanent villages, marked by substantial dwellings, were supplemented by seasonal camps. Around 1000 AD, Norton inhabitants on St. Lawrence and other Bering Strait Islands developed a fully maritime culture known as the Thule tradition, ancestral to today's Inupiat. This culture expanded eastward from coastal Alaska across northern Canada, reaching Greenland by the 13th century. The Thule are noted for slate knives, umiaks, sealskin floats, and toggling harpoons, subsisting mainly on marine mammals such as walruses and whales. European contact intensified in the 18th century, followed by American involvement after the Alaska Purchase in 1867. Placer gold deposits may have been discovered on the Seward Peninsula as early as 1865 and 1866 during a survey for the Western Union Telegraph Expedition. Major finds near Nome in 1899 and a rich gold beach at Daniels Creek in the winter of 1899 to 1900 yielded 70,000 to 75,000 ounces of placer gold by 1920. The mining camp of Bluff at Daniels Creek's mouth was abandoned around 1919, likely due to an influenza epidemic. The Bluff Cliffs extend east from the mouth of Daniels Creek for about 4 miles along the coast and host one of Norton Sound's largest seabird colonies. Reputedly, the Bluff Cliffs colony is the most continuously studied in Alaska. Research began in 1975, and monitoring has occurred nearly every year since. These colonies form the largest congregation of cliff-nesting seabirds on western mainland Alaska outside Bristol Bay, some 370 miles to the south. The site comprises 5 adjacent colonies sharing common feeding areas. The Bluff Cliffs colony is the largest, with about 125,000 nesting seabirds, followed by the Square Rock colony. The other 3 are much smaller. Common murres dominate the population, while about 10,000 thick-billed murres inhabit Square Rock and nearby cliffs. Black-legged kittiwakes also occur in significant numbers. In dense colonies, common murres breed in physical contact. They build no nests. Their single egg is incubated on a bare rock ledge, hatching after about 30 days. About 20 days later, the chick leaves the ledge. Though initially flightless, it glides over water and can dive as soon as it lands. Common murres are pursuit divers that forage underwater using their wings. They feed mainly on small schooling fish such as polar cod, capelin, sand lances, sprats, and sand eels, and may forage up to 60 miles from their breeding grounds. Globally, common murres may number as many as 7.3 million breeding pairs, although a massive die-off occurred in the Northeast Pacific in 2016. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.